Hello, Giants fans, and welcome to your Valentine's Views podcast for Wednesday, February 1st. Just please remember to subscribe to Big Blue View Radio and to the Valentine's Views podcast, to the Chris and Nick show, wherever you guys listen to podcasts. Drop us a comment or a rating if possible. We always appreciate your feedback, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. We like to know what you guys think of our work, so do what you can to let us know. All right, Giants fans, just me today, no guest for you. Just wanted to do a short show here to hit a few topics of interest with the New York Giants. Mostly wanted to talk about the coaching search around the NFL and how it is impacting the Giants at present. Right now, the big news on the coaching search was the news Tuesday that the Denver Broncos are trading with the New Orleans Saints, giving up a first round pick and I believe a second or third round pick. I don't have it directly in front of me, but giving up a lot to get Sean Payton from the New Orleans Saints to be the head coach of the Broncos and hopefully try to resurrect that franchise, help Russell Wilson get back on track. The other bit of news that happened on Tuesday was that the Houston Texans hired DeMeco Ryans, San Francisco 49ers defensive coordinator, to be their head coach. Both of those things impact the New York Giants in a positive way. Why is that? That is because Giants offensive coordinator Mike Kafka interviewed for the Texans job. He also was considered a potential candidate in Denver when we had found out, or when we heard earlier in the week, that the Broncos might be extending their coaching search, looking at a wider pool of candidates. Kafka was thought to be one of the guys who they might bring in for an interview. So in terms of the New York Giants, this is good news because as much as we would like to see Mike Kafka advance and get his opportunity to be a head coach, the selfish Giants perspective is that you want him to remain offensive coordinator in New York as long as possible. And these two coaching hirings close a couple of avenues for Kafka to possibly get his first head coaching job, which means the likelihood of him returning to New York as offensive coordinator for a second season to work with Daniel Jones, to work with the Giants offense, to work with head coach Brian Daboll. The likelihood of that has increased. Kafka could still land with the Arizona Cardinals, with whom he interviewed this week. He also interviewed with the Indianapolis Colts, but does not appear to be a finalist with the Colts for that job. The Colts had something like 14 or 15 candidates for that job, have narrowed their field down to, I believe, 5 to 7 candidates. That field does include New York Giants defensive coordinator Wink Martindale, who has now had 2 interviews with the Colts. We'll talk about Wink here in just a minute, but wanted to focus on Kafka first. So it looks like Kafka, who's now had 4 interviews plus some potential interest for the Broncos job that is now going to Payton, it looks like the only avenue Kafka has to get a head coaching job in 2023 would be if he lands the job in Arizona, where the Cardinals fired Cliff Kingsbury at the end of the season. I'm actually not sure who's on the list of finalists or who's on the list of candidates in Arizona, but it is looking more and more like Mike Kafka is going to end up returning to the New York Giants in 2023. And I'll be honest with you, I understand the interest in Kafka. I understand that he fits the mold of what NFL owners, NFL GMs seem to be looking for in head coaches these days. He's that young offensive coordinator, play caller, guy who's had success, guy who's worked with a lot of highly respected, highly regarded offensive head coaches, former NFL quarterback, guy who learned a lot of offense at the feet of Andy Reid in Kansas City, guy who had a lot of success this year with the Giants, with Daniel Jones, with Brian Daboll, who is also an exceptional offensive mind, exceptional offensive coach. So I understand the interest in Mike Kafka. I know Kafka a little bit, though, through some of the press conferences, some of the media availability that I was able to attend. And I have no doubt that Kafka is a tremendous, tremendous coach, that he really knows offensive football. My question at this point with Kafka, who I believe is 35 or 36 years old, my question with Mike Kafka is whether or not he is ready to be the face of an organization, to be the front man, to be the guy who speaks on behalf of everyone every single day, the guy who faces the media, the guy who sort of sets the temperature of the room, establishes the culture. I don't know if he's quite ready for that yet. He shows or has shown us very, very little personality when he's had chances to speak to New York media. Very close to the vest in his answers, very reserved, intentionally tells us almost nothing, shows us no real personality. I'm sure that behind the scenes, he has leadership skills. He has those qualities. I'm sure he shows those to the other coaches. I'm sure he shows those to players, but he doesn't show us in the media his personality. And it leaves me to wonder if on a day-to-day basis he can be the face of a franchise, and maybe he can. Maybe he would open up a little bit more, show a little bit more personality as a head coach. I just don't know. And that really shouldn't be the ultimate litmus test, but it is something that leaves me with questions regarding whether or not Kafka is quite ready to be an NFL head coach. I think it would be good for the New York Giants and Daniel Jones for Kafka to be back in 2023. I also happen to think it would be good for Kafka, who's only had 1 year as a play caller. I honestly think that a lot of NFL teams are making mistakes by grabbing some of these guys too early. Everybody wants the next Sean McVay, the next, you know, young 30-something great offensive mind, try to catch, you know, lightning in a bottle again, like the Rams did with McVay, but it doesn't always work that way. I'm just not quite sure that Mike Kafka is ready to sit in the big chair.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
On the flip side of that, let's talk about Wink Martindale a little bit. The only team that has expressed interest in Martindale, the 59-year-old Giants defensive coordinator, is the Indianapolis Colts. Martindale has had a virtual interview and an in-person interview in Indianapolis, and he's one of the 5 to 7 finalists, as I mentioned previously. I've written this at Big Blue View, but I happen to think that not only is Martindale ready to be an NFL head coach, not only does he deserve to be an NFL head coach, I happen to think that Wink Martindale would be a terrific, terrific fit for the Indianapolis Colts as their head coach. When you look at the Indianapolis Colts, you look at Jim Irsay, you look at the joke that they sort of became with the hiring of Jeff Saturday as interim head coach mid-season. I look at Indianapolis and I look at that as a team that really needs a leader. They need a rudder. They need someone solid to set their culture, to be the face of their franchise, to excite their fan base. Martindale can do all of those things. Look at some of the comments that he made, you know, to basically, you know, calling out fans to be loud at MetLife Stadium, to bring their A game, to bring their playoff attitudes if they wanted the Giants to be a playoff team. You look at the way that he speaks to media. He can be the face of a franchise. He can be a culture changer. He can lead players. I am not one who cares about this whole, well, he coaches offense or he coaches defense thing. I want a head coach to be a head coach. I want the head coach to do what Brian Daboll has done or did in 2022 with the Giants. Not be the offensive coordinator. Step back, be the head coach. Let other people dive in and do the nitty-gritty of calling the plays, doing those kinds of things, running all of the meetings on the offensive side or on the defensive side or on the special team side. Be the head coach. Build relationships. Get people to follow your vision, to see your vision, to get on the same page with you. You know, build those relationships in the locker room, throughout the organization. Hire good people. Let them do their work is what Brian Daboll has done. I think Wink Martindale has the potential to do the same kind of thing. And it mystifies me, to be honest with you, that it has taken this long and that Martindale at 59 has never gotten an opportunity. I just feel like NFL teams largely overlook they talk about the leadership aspect, but they tend to wind up looking at the play calling. They look at, oh my goodness, he's a wonderful offensive coordinator. We'll make him the head coach. But can he lead people? Can he be a guy who can build relationships on the offensive side, on the defensive side, with the front office, with the people in the organization's building, with the scouting staff, with everyone throughout an organization? That's what Brian Daboll has done. I tend to think that is more important than being a tremendous defensive coordinator or being a tremendous offensive coordinator. It's, can you lead? Can you lead players? Can you help lead a front office? Can you lead an organization? Can you get everyone on the same page with the same agenda and move an organization forward? I would love to see Wink Martindale back with the New York Giants in 2023. I think that would be great for the Giants. But I also think that Wink Martindale deserves an opportunity to be a head coach. If the Indianapolis Colts give him one, I will feel really, really good about that. Just a couple things. If Mike Kafka were to get the Arizona job, the logical step probably would be to hire Shea Tierney, quarterback's coach, promote him to offensive coordinator. The problem with that is that Shea Tierney is now getting interest from other NFL teams for their coordinator jobs. Tierney had an interview this week with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so the Giants could be in danger of losing Tierney. The fallback for the Giants would obviously be Brian Daboll taking over the play calling responsibilities himself, at least in the short term. I think that is something that the Giants probably don't want to do. I know that Joe Shane has expressed interest in the past in having the head coach be a CEO and not a play caller. We'll see. The Giants may not have to cross that bridge, but we'll see what happens if they do. On the defensive side, the logical guy to step up and take that job would be linebackers coach Drew Wilkins. Unfortunately, Wilkins is a guy who is a Martindale protege. considered to be very good at what he does and really understands the Martindale system. But I think that Wilkins would likely go with Martindale and be Martindale's defensive coordinator should Martindale move on to a new job. So the Giants might be looking at perhaps giving defensive backs coach Jerome Henderson his first chance to be a defensive coordinator, or going out and hiring, you know, someone else who's available at this point in time, perhaps Steve Wilks, who was just fired by the Carolina Panthers as their interim head coach, or someone else who's available with defensive coordinator experience. But again, hopefully the Giants won't have to go down that road, and it looks like they might not have to, the way that the head coaching carousel is turning out at this point in time. All right, Giants fans, that's really all I've got for you today. Just wanted to touch base on that. Want to remind you guys of some of the things that are going on at Big Blue View. If you missed it, had a chance to talk to Eli Manning one-on-one on Monday. That interview is posted on Big Blue View Radio, wherever you listen to podcasts. Had about 10 minutes with Eli. Talked about a lot of things. Talked about his reaction to the Empire State Building being lit up in green on Sunday evening. Talked about the reaction he got when he returned to Philly for the divisional round playoff game. So if you haven't listened to that, please check that out. Also, if you're not reading Big Blue View every day, we've started our NFL draft prospect profiles. Chris Flum, as he's done for the last several years, doing a great job breaking down NFL draft prospects. So check out all of those. Nick Filato has started a series for us on potential Giants free agent targets. And we are also working our way through a position by position review / preview of the New York Giants roster, looking at how each position performed in 2022 and how it might look in 2023. So keeping the content rolling at Big Blue View. Hope you guys are still reading. Hope you guys keep listening to us here on the podcast. Thank you as always for listening. Please stay safe out there. Take care of each other, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.